Well, today we take a look at the monthly grain stocks report out from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. To take a look at it, we're joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. First off, looking domestically, how did this report turn out?
Well, Leslie, first of all, we need to understand the December report does not have any changes made to our U.S. production numbers. So you see slight changes made in the tables to supply or any demand changes out there. So that makes this report not quite as big as all the other reports are the other 11 months out of the year. We did see the numbers not exactly on the bearish side, but we saw the wheat, corn, and soybeans trade and close negative day after the report came out. I think that we saw a market that just didn't see anything. It got it excited today from the report. Our corn saw U.S. ending stocks come in at 1.998 billion bushels. This is 10 million bushels lower than the November estimate was and 29 million bushels lower than what the trade was looking for before the report. Now, this 10 million bushel lowering of ending stocks did come from the fact that USDA increased the food, seed, industrial usage by 10 million bushels. Now, in the wheat, the U.S. ending stocks came in right in line with the trade's estimates at 654 million bushels. This was an increase over last month by 10 million bushels. Now, the way they got this was, it wasn't a change in our exports, which we kind of thought we might see. It was the USDA increase in the wheat imports into the U.S. by 10 million bushels. Now, the soybeans, the U.S. ending stocks came in at 410 million bushels. This is 40 million bushels lower than what we were in November and 17 million bushels lower than what the trade was looking for. How we came up with that was USDA increased our soybean export sales by 40 million bushels, making them a record 1.766 billion bushels. Now, U.S. ending stocks for the corn are still sitting at the highest level the past 10 years, and for the U.S. soybean ending stocks, the highest level they've been for the last 8 years.
Also today was the World Supply and Demand Estimate Report looking at world stocks. And Tom, how did that report come out?
Well, we saw the world numbers today. We saw the corn world ending stocks increase from last month by 700,000 metric tons. We also saw the world soybean stocks. They were 410,000 metric tons less than last month. That still puts them at a record level. And the world wheat ending stocks jumped higher by 2 million metric tons. This was mainly attributed to an increase of almost that much in the Canadian wheat production in the world numbers. Now, our world soybean stocks, as I said, are still at a record high level. The corn is the highest it's been the past 15 years in the world, and the wheat the highest of the past 3 years in our world market. And we also saw that the USDA made no changes to the soybean production for Brazil or Argentina today, keeping Brazil at 94 million metric tons, Argentina at 55 million metric tons. One thing of interest was today, CONAB, which is Brazil's USDA, they put out an estimate of 95.8 million metric tons for the Brazilian soybean crop. This is almost 10 million above where last year's crop was. So that was a little bit of a negative out there for our soybean market today. Now, this market does not have a lot to trade off this report. It will be probably kind of quiet for the next 30 days. But when our January 12th USDA report comes out, that's what everybody's going to be waiting for, our final production numbers on the corn and the soybeans, the quarterly grain stocks, and the first winter wheat acreage numbers being released.
Okay, and Tom, what's your number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's a recap of the numbers out from the U.S. Department of Agriculture today, as we've been joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. For the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com, I'm Leslie Smith.